Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In Flowery Branch, guys, and they'll be wrapping up another day of camp. We'll give you all the recaps and everything that's going on. And also, we invite you to join us at Buffalo's Cafe. Great food, drinks, lots of fun. Again, the Flowery Branch location is where we're going to be, Mike. Winder Road, is that right? Winder Highway, that's correct.
Highway 53, Jim says.
Jim's right, because Jim lives up here. Hey, man, Tony Gwynn Jr. is going to join us. He is on the way, MLB Odyssey Insider. And, you know, at this point, it is really, as I said, about looking and evaluating what you have and where you want to go. And some of these decisions, by the way, I think they've already been, Mike. Like Ozzie, you know, we've been saying it. It's cheaper.
Cheaper to keep her. Yeah. You say it all the time.
Well, you're gonna spend money. You know, what is it, a buyout? $3 million or $4 million, whatever it is, to save $3 million. It just makes no sense to keep him. And hopefully he comes back and he's a much better player, just like all of these guys next season. But I've said this. They're not going to. If they were going to do it, they would have did it at the trade deadline. They are not going to go away from the core of this team. And the core, got, by the way, is Acuna, Olsen, Riley, Ozzie.
Right.
Right? And then you say, well, who else is involved in that core? From an everyday player standpoint, right, you're talking about your entire infield and Money Michael Harris. Those are the guys you've invested
right.
in.
I mean, you got – it's such an inexpensive contract. $40 million. I mean, remember at the time, we're like, wow. I wonder, you know, Ozzie – now, obviously, Ronald Acuna, that seems like a beyond a bargain. Ozzie's basically worth exactly what they're paying him right now based on how poorly he's hitting. But that's why we mentioned earlier in the show for guys who are like, what is your thing with Nacho? Well, eventually, Nacho would play second base. I mean, they got a shot to put him at second to replace Ozzie. We're going to find out if he belongs in the show.
Yeah.
So let's figure it out. Let's get the – I mean, again, you've basically got 2 months now. I know it hurts for Braves fans, but you got 2 months to see what this kid can do, for the better, for the worse. But Ozzie, people still want to talk about the wrist injury from last July. Well, how long is that? It takes a full year, I guess. I don't know. That's the one excuse Braves fans that, you know, I love Ozzie, but they make for Ozzie is the wrist injury, and he's still not 100%.
No, he's not. Now, the other guy, and I don't consider him a core guy simply because he hasn't been here, is Profar. And by the way, Profar went, what, 1-for-2?
He was the offense last night.
Yeah, solo home run last night, but the Braves were 3-for-30 at the plate. That's the issue, guys. That's been the issue all season long. So last night, again, another game where you lose 3-1. But Profar, I don't include him because the guy said, what about Profar? This is a short deal considering, and he hasn't been here through the grind of these other guys and your core players that you've invested a lot of money in. But look, to get Profar for a full season, Mike, which we thought we were going to do this year, if he hits like he is now, he's going to help this offense.
Right. What was the exit velocity, by the way, on those hits last night?
Nobody cares.
Because, again, guys, for those who don't follow baseball, 30 at-bats, 3 hits, and there were just 6 strikeouts by the Brewers, which means 24 balls were in play. What was the exit velocity?
Nobody knows.
Exactly. Nobody cares.
Yeah.
Bunch of crap. But anyway, yeah, this team can't hit. You know, and now, as we said, is in these dog days now of August, where we're so used to battling for something special. Murphy's batting .224. We can get into OPS if you want. Harris batting .236. Ozzie .226. Matt Olson at .259. That's about his baseball card. So Olson's kind of where he should be. And you talked about it.
What the power numbers are.
Woefully low.
That's the issue.
Woefully low. You combine Olson and certainly Austin Riley. Their numbers should add up to basically one good home run hitting player. That's 34, 35 home runs? Come on, that's weak.
It's weak sauce. I mean, they should be in the 35 to 45 range.
Per person.
Yes, each guy.
Correct.
125 ribbies each guy. Like, that's the problem. So, with that said, we'll see where this goes. But we'll get Tony Gwynn on here in just a little bit and talk to him also about the Yankee struggles. They had 4 straight losses. Aaron Judge supposed to return tonight. We'll see where this goes. And again, I'm not worried about right now. I just want to see the Yankees get in the playoffs. Not that I'm, you know, wishing for that. I'm just saying when they do, and I just want to see what Judge does. Because all this conversation about him being one of the all-time greats, Mike, if he folds up like a cheap suit again, nobody is going to be talking about Aaron Judge in the way that they talk about any of these other greats. And by the way, Think about all the Yankee greats. All those guys won chips, and they were all great in the playoffs. And that's what defines you. Either way, we'll see what happens. The Braves do have decisions to make. They're back in action tonight against the Brewers. We are live at Hooters, guys, talking about all things going around and going on with our Atlanta Falcons and around the NFL, by the way. Real quick, I got to mention this, and we'll talk more about it in fourth and one. You see the Rams today? They give their running back, Kyren Williams, a three-year, $33 million extension.
I saw that.
If I'm James Cook, I'm hot.
Yes.
With Buffalo. I've been sitting, waiting patiently all offseason. I show up for camp. I'm in camp. I worked out a couple of days, and now I'm not working out. And here the Rams are taking care of their running back. Now, Kyren Williams has been a beast. He come onto the scene, Mike, and I think a lot of people didn't know how good this kid was going to be. Sean McVay has used him in a tremendous way. He's only 24, but he gets a nice extension. And I say that because Cook is waiting to get his. The Bills paid everybody else.
Right, and we talked about, you know, who's doing more with less. You know, Josh Allen doesn't have a lot of weapons. The one weapon he does have is James Cook. Pay the man. Catches the football. I mean, as we said, I don't know how bad he was banged up. He said he could – he told the media in their playoff loss he could have finished out that game. They don't get the ball to James Cook down the stretch.
Right.
And that was kind of dumb. You know, why are you monkeying around? Breece Hall for the Jets. I know Breece had a knee injury a couple years ago, but he's bounced back. You know, he's toting the rock. So that's the guys. You look at when James Cook and when Breece Hall gets paid. So Kenneth Walker's another guy. But the one that means – that should make the most money, I don't know how they value it. But he's a guy that fits everything they're trying to do in Buffalo offensively in James Cook.
Yeah.
So pay the man.
Well, what's crazy is
– and Saquon Barkley and Bijan is reset. The idea that the running backs, you don't pay them anymore, that's been blown out. That was a two-and-a-half-year trend, and now if general managers come to their senses, maybe that was collusion. They were trying to devalue the running back position. You got to have one, and you got to pay him.
Yeah, because you
maybe
still
not two contracts, but at least one.
No, you got to still be able to run the ball, and you got to have a guy that's a difference maker. I agree. This contract, the $33 million extension for Williams, we're talking about Kyren Williams, it's the seventh highest annual salary at the position. It's a fair deal.
It's a good deal.
It's not breaking the bank, and that's what we're talking about with James Cook in Buffalo. We'll see if they decide to do that, but Mike, maybe that becomes a week one situation where he's not willing to play and they have not yet cut the check. But if you look at their offense, and we're talking about the Rams, and everybody talks about Sean McVay and the genius, all the play calling and all this stuff, Williams accounted for 43% of the Rams' total touches last season. Mm-hmm. 43%. So that was the highest in the NFL. We talk about how we're using Bijan. Look at how the Rams are using Kyren Williams. This is what we're talking about. The number of touches has to increase. He's got to become a bigger part of the offense because it opens up so much more. And by the way, I mentioned this today, Day, because we were talking about Matthew Stafford, which we'll get into as well coming up in our fourth and one segment here at the top of the hour. They are now being very cautious about Stafford and his back. And they signed Davante Adams, Mike. They're trying to get him some more weapons because the Rams feel like they're on the cusp of maybe getting to a Super Bowl again.
Now, McVay has said that – by the way, another thing that McVay did say is he wants to get the ball more in the hands of Kyren Williams in the passing game. So he did have like over 30 receptions the last 2 years, but you know, getting some maybe trying to use him the way we've seen Bijan, and I love it. We've only seen it a few times. You and I were talking about this off the air yesterday, is Bijan out wide. And especially, you know, when
as a wide receiver.
If Darnell Mooney isn't coming back anytime soon, and like DJ Shark, he's trying to find his way in this offense. He is not impressed. You and I were talking to D. Orlando Ledbetter. Thanks, Mike. That you know that Shark hasn't done anything yet, and I'm wondering when that's going to happen, because that is a, like that's an insurance policy. So far, it doesn't look good.
He's not done anything. I mean, like I'm trying to think of a play, Mike, where you went, oh, nice catch. Oh, he went over top. Oh, great grab in the end zone. Nothing.
No.
I'm not seeing one thing.
No, just a couple of drops, you know, both dry and wet. Back to the Rams. You believe in Garoppolo if they got to go with him? Exactly. You just made the face.
Well, I've never believed in Garoppolo. But I'll say this. It also doesn't mean – because the immediate thing is, well, they trade for Kirk Cousins. If for whatever reason the Stafford thing goes sideways and they go, what? Guess what? He's not going to play. Mike, if you feel like you're a championship caliber team – that if I'm Kirk Cousins, and if that opportunity opened up, I'm gone. Like I'm gonna go play for Sean McVay, and I'm gonna go play for the Rams. To your point about having a backup that you can trust, I've just never trusted Garoppolo. But here's the deal: McVay knows this, and this is what he knows. Garoppolo went to a Super Bowl with Kyle.
Right.
He will do exactly what you need him to do. The problem is he's not a guy that's gonna take you over the top.
He missed two throws that would have won them. I mean. Maybe it goes to
Kyle Shanahan, guys.
I mean, let's be honest. He missed a wide-open receiver. He missed a dump. So there's a crucial third down that he missed. Just basic throws. I mean, you and I remember we were watching that Super Bowl together going, Matt Ryan can make those throws. Matt Ryan could have won this game. Don't believe in Garoppolo. I'm with you there. And then, of course, in the wings, Stetson Bennett.
That's right. Oh, yeah, which we haven't seen a lot of. Right. Actually, maybe this preseason we'll see more of him. I think he played last preseason, okay, if I remember correctly. But we hadn't seen a whole lot of Stetson.
Hey, and by the way, a couple guys just hit us up. We're just talking about the Rams. Yeah, Carl just answered the question. They say they believe in Garoppolo. I would think that a healthy Kirk Cousins. Kirk is healthy, certainly healthier than he was last year, yeah, at any time. It's been a full year now and obviously a few months on the Achilles. It would be whatever you could get. You get a team to, you know, pony up. If there's a team that's missing a quarterback.
Mike, give me a fifth rounder. Yeah. I don't care.
Give me whatever draft pick. And, again, if you can get them to eat $10 million, I don't think that's going to happen. But, I mean, you just try to get some of that money off the books.
Yeah. And the only reason we're talking about it is because, again, Rams' situation is interesting with their quarterback and Matthew Stafford,
but just like
who
the Justin,
played great last
right,
year.
Just like the Justin Fields. You kind of get – but it's on your radar, but it's – no, it's not a situation where Cousins goes.
Not yet. Maybe, but not yet. 404-726-0929. That is our text line. You can find us on social media as well. He's Mike Bell, ATL, and I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes, the radio show. Dukes and Bell 929. And follow this radio station, guys, at 929 The Game, and stay up on everything that's going on in the world of sports. And follow us across all social media platforms. Plenty more NFL news and notes to get to as we count down to the first preseason game. Friday, and again, we're going to see a lot of backups. We'll see some starters. And when I say starters, I'm talking about guys that are vying for a job and competition-wise. I think a lot of that's going to happen on defense, Mike. Somebody was saying how much of the offensive guys. Look, if Penix and Cousins are not playing, you're not going to see Drake. I don't think you're seeing Pitts. I don't want to even get you guys excited because
no.
I don't think any of that is happening.
No, guys, and this is something, you know, like it's easy to crap on it. It's just the way the NFL is built. It's a 10, air quotes, you know, 10-game home season ticket model. You pay full freight. I don't think it's not fair. But, again, this is the Falcons. You can't blame Arthur. This is – now, again, if Arthur Blank and other owners got together and said, you know what, let's charge $25 or take 25% off of your two preseason games, that would be fair. It's what they should be doing. They're not because, you know, again, when you buy your season tickets off the personal seat license, that's how your tickets come. In the old days, you get them all in a sheet. You'd have all your 20 tickets for those 10 games. Now it all comes digitally. It's the biggest ripoff in pro sports, preseason football.
I agree.
It sucks. It is what it is.
I agree.
It ain't going to change.
Well, and you know, even if you compare it to, like, the NBA, at least in the NBA, guys do play in these preseason games.
Right.
I mean, seriously. Like,
right.
Game, which is
hell,
fine.
The NBA Summer League is more entertaining than NFL
yes.
preseason.
Yes, it is.
Rick Kamla. Hey, man, a quick programming note, actually promotional note for Hooters. Jamie, by the way, I tweeted a picture of her at Mike Bell ATL. She's like, how many likes did I get? Well, I mean, it's a lot of engagements, Jamie, so let's pump up her confidence over here. Go to Mike Bell ATL. She reminded me tonight is bike night. Hopefully it's going to dry off up here in Gwinnett. 6 to 10, every first Tuesday of the month. Bring your hog and your old lady and come on down.
Very nice.
And, you know, whether it's an Indian, a Harley, maybe you're a sport bike guy. Maybe you're a three-wheeler. You were three-wheeling for a while.
Trike. Yes, sir.
Come on down, man. Bike night. And you got to talk like this. Bring some Copenhagen. Went to Sturgis last year with my old lady. Good times.
Do they – so all the bikes will be just rolled up? Is that why they have
yeah,
stuff blocked
that's why
off?
The cones are out there for the bike park.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's bike night. Hopefully, as we said, we get better weather because anybody who's ridden, you know what a drag it is to wear your all-weather gear. It's like playing golf in all-weather gear.
It's true.
It's a drag.
Yeah. I mean, and yes, it's waterproof, but it still sucks.
Yes.
Yeah, I totally agree with that.
I mean,
that.
You want to be out there, you know, you got your hog's breath sleeveless shirt.
Why'd you grab your belly like that?
Because I'm just thinking of Harley guys right here.
By the hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Of which my father was one. My father had an old shovel head back in the day, and Carl knows the story. When my dad passed away, my mom freaked out, started selling things like it was an auction. And
am I going to do with this?
I'm like, but you know, don't sell. And the neighbor she sold it to was such a turd. Dad would have just killed
it. She gave it away, didn't she?
She basically gave it away.
Gave it
was my legacy, Carl, not that I'm bitter. But anyway, my dad, we used to joke around. That was a trip we were going to make before he passed. We were going to ride from Chicago to the Black Hills and go to Sturgis.
Nice.
And do a bike ride. But anyway.
There's a lot of good trails.
Oh, man.
In Georgia, in the
Dragon's
Tennessee.
Tail, you know it.
South Carolina, North Carolina, there's some great trails.
So bike night, Hooters Mall of Georgia tonight, 6 to 10.
All right, cool. How many likes did she get?
Let's find out.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.